In the Pipeline is a series about students at Emmanuel Lutheran College and Seminary who are preparing for the teaching or preaching ministries. This month we hear about Stephen Krause. Stephen is age 21 in the education program. He's in his senior year and due to graduate this spring. Stephen was born in Lewiston, Idaho, while his home was in Clarkston, Washington, nearby. From Clarkston, he moved to Marquesan, Wisconsin, and lived there until he was 14 years old, and his family moved to Watertown, South Dakota. Stephen is not married. His parents are Pastor Paul Krause and teacher Colette Krause, both of whom serve at Trinity Lutheran Church in Watertown. He is the youngest of five children and has two older sisters and two older brothers, Alyssa, Dwight, Nathaniel, and Rebecca. His siblings are spread out in our country, with his sister Alyssa living in California, Dwight living in South Dakota, and Rebecca living in Omaha, Nebraska. Stephen enjoys things like bowling, tennis, volleyball, football, and basketball. He's always enjoyed playing piano, and he's been playing ever since he was 5 or 6 years old. One thing about himself that most people don't know is that he is able to write calligraphy quite well. He's not the most artistic person in the world, so many people do not know that he can do this. His favorite academic subjects are astronomy, history, geography, choir, and mathematics. When asked how he came to consider the public teaching or preaching ministry, he stated that my senior year of high school, I learned a chapel given by seminary student Drew Nauman, and he was talking about using our God-given gifts and talents and how we can always find a use for more pastors and teachers. I looked at my strength and found that I had enough gifts that were necessary to become a teacher. The first 2 years of the teaching program were tough for me because I had to work through the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. When I got to a junior year in college here at Emmanuel, I knew I had made the right decision, and I'm very thankful that God moved me to Drew Nauman's chapel. Stephen is very appreciative of the people that he has met and become friends with at ILC. He expresses his thanks for the professors who have guided him through tough times in his life, and is extremely grateful to be surrounded by God's Word each and every day. He states that this is going to help him a lot when he becomes a teacher, because some children might not hear the Word of God much when they aren't in school. Stephen says, I want them to have the same experience being surrounded by God's Word that I was blessed to have in these 8 years at Emmanuel. When asked, what qualities do you think will most be needed by the future leaders of the church? He states, there are a few qualities that I think are very important to be a leader. You need to be very grounded in the truth of God's holy word. You have to be kind and compassionate, but also firm when tough times arise. God should always be number one in whatever you do. I think that 1 Timothy 3, verse 2 and 7 puts it quite well. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach. Moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil.